Have you ever dreamed of the chance to offer your community the opportunity to experience a marvelous vacation in a beautiful natural setting in the Rocky Mountains? Have you ever dreamed of the chance to provide them with 20 of the finest educators, lecturers, and speakers addressing a variety of topics and interests? Have you ever dreamed of giving them the chance to spend 5 uninterrupted days immersed in text-based learning, exploring the mystery and depth of intense Torah study, undisturbed by the outside world? Have you ever dreamed of a program that would so transform them that they would return to your city not just inspired but newly committed? Well, dream no more. Your dreams have been answered. Welcome to the National Jewish Retreat. We're here with 5 shluchim who have helped to create and shape this event, Chabad's premier adult educational experience. We'll begin with Rabbi Chaim Block, who will tell us a little bit about the logistics of this wonderful event. Rabbi Block.
Yes, the conference will take place, Simiyat Hashem, August 1st through the 5th, a 5-day or 4 full day, beginning Tuesday evening, going through Sunday afternoon. There is an option, however, to come for the weekend only, and if people can't come for the entire time, they can come on Friday, and there's a reduced price. Food is going to be absolutely extraordinary, catered by a world-renowned caterer, Lowell Michelson from Dallas, who has catered in various settings across the country. He will be the caterer. There'll be a whole host of recreational activities and learning opportunities, with an opportunity and the ability to be flexible in the programming. And so Balabatim should be told that they have the ability to build their own schedule, build their own day. And those who want to learn more could have the entire day for learning. Those who want to do a little bit more recreation, a little bit of both. And so there's really a lot of flexibility to plan the day. And this would appeal to those who are into learning and those who are, into the outdoors part of it. As well as Shabbos, people should understand that various levels of Shabbos observance could be would be comfortable and not feel that they have to conform with the strictest level of Shabbos observance in terms of their own choices for that day. Although our experience is always that they do want to join in. And so this is really an opportunity that has a very wide appeal and will definitely have an impact on your Balabatim as they come back to your communities.
Thanks very much, Rabbi Block. And we'll now move over to Rabbi Yossi Jacobson, one of the outstanding teachers who comes to the retreat, and he'll give us the point of view from a teacher about the retreat. Rabbi Jacobson. We'll now turn to Rabbi David Eliezeri, who will address the question of why a retreat specifically? What is special about a retreat as opposed to a lecture series or a Shabbaton, and why he's been such a great advocate of the retreat for so many years? Rabbi Eliezeri.
Well, the retreat on the many levels is really an amazing experience for our Balabatim. First, we're building a community of learners. We have many people in our communities who are on this odyssey of rediscovering their Yiddishkeit. They're beginning to learn, and suddenly they discover they're not alone, but there's people like them from all over the country are on top levels of professional activity, and they're too involved in this quest of greater Yiddishkeit. Secondly, it's a time for great exposure to classic Jewish learning, be it text-based learning like a piece of Gemara or things on a more theological and ideological level. And thirdly, there's a remarkable exchange of ideas, number one, between the scholars who are going to be there and the participants, and between the participants itself. So on all levels, what I discovered from last year's retreat, the first one, that from the people that came from our community, it was a life-transforming event. Some people started coming to Minyan every Shabbos. Others became more intensely involved with their own personal Yiddishkeit. But I saw that each one of them went through a transformation by coming to the retreat. And this is even supported by studies lately that have been coming out that retreats can be life transformative, and this retreat for sure will be that way.
We'll now turn to Rabbi Shmuel Kaplan, who has been involved with the retreat from its very inception. I'm going to ask Rabbi Kaplan for you to talk about the impact that this retreat has had on the students when they return back to their communities. How have they responded to the events of the retreat? Rabbi Kaplan.
Well, I once heard that the Rebbe said with regard to doing things lishma or shalei lishma, and the Rebbe said, zol zayin shalei lishma bimizolton. I think that's perhaps what I want to emphasize here. Surely we would want to have the people learn for Limud HaTorah's sake, it's in their growth, their spiritual growth, etc., etc. But there's another important facet that I think is critical here, and that is that you have people that are your supporters, and they're involved to some degree, but you really cannot say that Zeizanendaina, a retreat of 5 days where they learn together with Chassidim in a close proximity, in a beautiful setting, they come out entirely different. They see Lubavitch at its best, the inspiration of Lubavitch, and they are proud to be more closely affiliated and identified with Lubavitch. So if you want to turn your supporters into your committed Balabatim, the retreat is the solution.
We're going now to Rabbi Moshe Brisky, also one of the most popular speakers at the retreat. And I'd like to ask you, Moshe, if you would tell us a little bit about how you see the impact of the retreat on the students while they're at the retreat, their openness and their willingness to learn. So, Rabbi Brisky, would you share with us?
Sure. Thank you, Heshy. We, Baruch Hashem, last year brought a nice contingency from our community there, and the expectations were that this was going to be similar to a nice Shabbaton where we've done in the past, get together, hear from a guest speaker, have a decent time. But the reality was something far greater than that, because when people from your community are suddenly mingling with people from another community, and the magic of having all the different Balabatim together from various different parts of the world, from various different shluchim, study together, learn together, become friends together, compare notes together as far as their background, where they're from, their journey into Yiddishkeit. So on top of the effect that regular lectures have on people, which has always been positive, you're adding to this a dynamic of having all of our Mekorovim come together, learn together, spend 5 days together, and literally rub off on each other. So there's a tremendous gain that comes from the lectures and from the learning, but I think the real magic here is the gain that they're getting from being together with one another. And Baruch Hashem, the results were unbelievable, both the results that you felt at the retreat and the results that you feel lingering afterwards for weeks and for months, people still talking about it. Oh, yes, we met at a retreat. Yes, we studied this at the retreat. Yeah, we heard from this speaker at the retreat. It's still fresh on people's mind. It's an unbelievable tool for all of us to use to bring people closer to Yiddishkeit.
That's great. Thank you so much, Moshe. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Hatzlacha.
Thank you very much, everybody, for your participation. For all those who are listening to this audio file, I want to remind you to go to our website at www.jretreat.com, jretreat.com. Or if you have questions and you need more information, call us at 1-877-JRETREAT. I also want to remind you that there is a special early bird discount of $100 per person off of our program fee that is good through May 30th. So if you have Balabatim that are interested, please contact them and have them register before May 30th so they'll get $100 off of the program fees. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.